I didn't see the 60 move. I heard the impact of the bullets in the ground in front of Captain Stewart's feet. I saw him leap backward. I saw him dive for cover. The 45 went back into its case. I looked over my shoulder. Johnson was on his knees, a menacing silhouette. The 60 swung toward the clearing and raked the far side. Suddenly, a figure popped out of the underbrush carrying a tube.
Get him! Get him!
The 60 barked. The figure started at first to collapse and then to expand. It was as if it drew in on itself, gathered the momentum it needed, and then began to grow. The arms flung apart, but it had already fired the RPG.
Down, sweet Jesus, please.
Dirt all over me. There was more firing. I looked up. There was something near me. It was flesh. I pushed it away. I wanted to get away from it. I stood and started to run from it. The ARVNs were on the left. I saw them. I fired in their direction. I don't know why. I stopped and tried to pull myself together. The Charlies were still ahead of us. They had backed themselves into a tight knot in the middle of the field. There must have been 60, maybe 70 of them. We fired at them and fired at them and fired at them. Bodies once alive, then lifeless, seemed to live again as the bullets tore into the dead flesh and made it dance in the afternoon sun. I breathed in some bugs without bothering to spit them out.
Cease fire! Cease fire!
Gearhart. The other side of the clearing was burning. The sudden darkness of a jet surprised me, surprised all of us. One guy opened up. The jet roared and dropped a bomb just over the clearing. Napalm. It burst into the trees, rolling, rushing, a gale of fire through the trees. Couldn't breathe. I went down. Guys were dropping around me as the heat from the napalm sucked up the air. The trees above us caught fire. My skin was full of tiny pinpricks. The napalm was too close. We started moving into the clearing. A Kong, maybe the one who had fired the RPG, was lying on top of a pile of bodies. His chest and stomach were open. There were tubes and organs and the redness of working parts that no longer worked.
Perry!
It was Pee-wee.
What?
He pointed. I looked. It was a soldier. He had been white, round-faced. Now the bottom of one leg was off. Most of the flesh from the thigh was off, too. The white, twisted bone angled out oddly from the hip. His eyes were open. His mouth was open as wide as it would go, the teeth bared.
Look at his hands, man.
The hands were around the neck of an NVA soldier. There were no other wounds on the NVA. The GI had killed him from the other side of death. I walked away.
People were not supposed to be made like that. People were not supposed to be twisted bone in tubes that popped out at crazy kids' toys' angles. People were supposed to be sitting and talking and doing.
Yes, doing.